how does contribute also the CEO group objection de conscience, voices of conscience? We are a grassroots organization. We started 2 years ago, like Remo was one of the co-founders. We're basically made solely out of volunteers based here in Montreal. Our mandate is to raise awareness on the effect of sanctions on the Iraqi people, and also to exert some pressure on the Canadian government to stop its full support of the sanctions. Basically, I'm just going to run through, I'm going to be brief and just give you an idea of what we've been doing for the last couple of years. Like any grassroots organization, I think our main activities are, like I said, to raise awareness, and we go by that by giving lectures in schools, high schools, universities. We've been to cultural events. Last year we traveled for 8 hours up north for a festival called Kanta Makadam, which a lot of people didn't know exactly what was going on in Iraq. So basically it was on petition and give literature and talk to people. We also did some fundraising events. The money went to the Iraqi children. Public conferences, we invite people to speak. We also, I'm going to skip the details and the date about all the lecture that we did and just concentrate on a few activities that I think are more poignant concerning the sanctions. In January 2000, a delegation went to Iraq, and the trip was initiated by OCDC. The delegation included journalists, MPs, artists, three members of our group, and. I was not in the group at that point, but I know that there was some coverage and there was a report made out of that trip. In November 2001, we organized a demonstration and the fasting and 2 days fast in solidarity with the Iraqi people. The fasting was joined by cultural, like Wajdi Mu'awad, who was the recipient of the Governor General Award, and some religious figure and political figures. And also every 6th of August, for the last 2 years, we've been organizing event. The 6th of August is when the sanctions were declared on Iraq, and coincidentally enough, this is when the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. We organized a silent march at night. We were joined by about 300, 400 people. Everybody had a candle, or people held torches and candles, and we walked through Montreal. In December 2001, we imported. This is how we break the embargo. We imported dates from Iraq to Canada, and I think that was the first action where the embargo in North America was broken by our organization. The purpose of our campaign has three folds. First, to break the embargo, which obviously happened. The second was educational, and the third was there's an element of fair trade in it. We imported half a ton of dates from Iraq. These are samples. There's actually three kind of packages. That we sold for $10. There's a 500 gram, and then there's 250 gram. But what also is important, I think, we included brochures of our group and educational materials. So we, all the volunteers, two nights before the launching of the event, because this was not secretly done. We made a luncheon. We invite journalists and a lot of figures in the community. At the luncheon, we sold, I would say, maybe 30% of the products. Like I said, it's a list of the effect of the sanctions on the Iraqi people. In 2 weeks, we sold the whole shipment. Also, our group is part of a larger group, which is the Canadian organization against sanctions. In October 2001, we invited Hans von Sponeck, who is the former United Nations humanitarian coordinator, who coincidentally resigned, he's the second to resign after Dennis Holliday, and gave a talk in Montreal. We were part of a caravan that started in Vancouver and made the trip all the way to Halifax. During this trip, they stopped in different cities, and they were met by locals who facilitated and received the caravan, and of course lectures and conference given all the way. At the moment, also Mr. von Sponeck initiated the idea to publish an ad in the Herald Tribune. We have, can I just show the poster here? The ad, I think. The money came from different organization. The ad was one page, some effect of the sanctions on the Iraqi people. It was signed by 350 person, anybody from Chomsky to Edward Said to all, I think, Francois also signed it. If I can make a plug, we're selling these posters for $2 out the booth. Also, at the moment, we're selling something else as well. We have postcards you can send to Jean Chrétien for Mother's Day. With a list of all the effects of the sanctions. It's $2, you don't have to pay for the stamps. And also, with Candice and the Quebec network, we organized a phone-in to the Prime Minister's office. I believe they received around 600 phone calls questioning the Canadian policies and the sanctions on Iraq. I hope that was a good general idea. If you have any questions later on, or if you'd like to join our group, I'll be here.